everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Hey, everyone. We're with Donna George, who is the owner of the Peanut Patch in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma is a beautiful destination, lots of sunshine. It's on the lower, it's on the banks of the lower Colorado River, I should say. It's also home to the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. We love it out there. Lots of bird watching, lots of time in the sun, lots of history, a lot of history, and a lot of agriculture. And that's where the Peanut Patch comes in. Today, Donna's going to tell us some fun facts about peanuts. She's also going to talk about peanut butter, which is what they make in the store, which is different than what you're going to find on store shelves and regular grocery stores. And she is also going to tell us a little bit about dates, because Yuma is also well known for medjool dates. So welcome back, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing great. And thank you for having me. It's great to be a part of this. And yes, peanuts are a great healthy item for us, and so are dates. They're both very nutritional for us.
Well, you know, let's talk about peanuts. Now, I know some people have peanut allergies, right? Well, as I've been apparently aging, this happens to us, they say. I started getting like a tree nut thing. Like, I can't eat tree nuts like I used to.
Oh, man.
Sometimes if the cook, yeah, it completely sucks, okay? Because, you know, but peanuts,
oh,
I can eat.
Awful.
Yeah, but I can have peanuts. So, you know, it's two different things. So, you know,
peanuts aren't nuts.
And it's a protein, especially if you're vegetarian, vegan, it's great for kids.
Right.
I love peanuts, and I share them with the birds too, because, you know,
squirrels, they love
sorry.
Them
it can't just be all about me. You know, our Nana always said, you got to give one back to God, and that's nature. And, you know, you got to feed who's around you. You've got to share. But I love seeing squirrels get them. The thing at the Peanut Patch, you sell them in shells, and they used to, you know, peanuts actually used to be grown in Yuma, in shells, out of shells, and then you have all those delicious sweet treats like the turtles and peanut clusters and all that. But a peanut is a legume, so it's not a nut, and that's why I can eat them, right?
Correct.
Because they're actually beans.
That's right.
Or peas.
They're actually part of the vegetable family. And
aren't
people think they're nuts, so they're like, wow.
So if you're like me and you can't eat pecans anymore, you can eat peanuts. And
yeah,
aren't
they
good for the soil? I've heard that there's good nutrition from them,
they
put nitrogen.
They have nitrogen nodules on the roots of them, and so they really put back nitrogen into the soil. So they're a great rotating crop. If you're in an area that you're growing something that takes the nitrogen out, the peanut plants will put it back. So, they are very good for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're good for protein. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were mentioning how it's great for people who are vegetarian, because they're loaded with protein. And they have a lot of fat in them, but it's the good fat. It's not the bad fat that we take in. So it doesn't usually affect your cholesterol. They have lots of vitamins and minerals in them. And so actually they're very healthy for us.
And then the thing about peanut butter, I want to touch on that, because a lot of times when we go to a grocery store, we'll just grab a jar of peanut butter and not realize. I try to get as old-fashioned as possible. I want to see the oil on the top. I still want some crunch in there if possible, you know. But now we're seeing them. If you don't read the label, that you could be buying peanut butter loaded with sugar and salts and things that you didn't realize. So tell us a little, isn't that kind of a huge deal for people to come and just get fresh peanut butter from you?
Yes, because we grind it here. It's nothing but peanuts. We do not add anything. Now, we do have salt, because some people want salted peanut butter, and we just grind salted peanuts. But our peanut butter is nothing but peanuts. We don't add any oils. We don't add anything else. And there definitely isn't any sugar in it. So it's a very healthy product. And yes, the oil will rise to the top. And so you have to stir it before you use it, because otherwise you're going to use up all the oil first, mm-hmm. because it rises to the top.
One thing, too, I know that, you know, Nancy and I pets it as we travel the country, right? And one thing we notice, too, is, you know, well, not notice, we do. We feed dogs their pills through peanut butter. Peanut butter is the dog's best friend. They love it. And it's good for them. It's one of those treats. But, again, look at the label, right? Whatever
exactly.
you're worried about feeding yourself, you should be worried about what you're feeding your dogs. I just want to remind people of that. Like when I talk about eating peanuts and sharing them with the birds, it's usually peanuts that are shelled or haven't even, don't give them salted and oiled and all of that.
No, not give them salted peanuts.
No, don't do that. It's the same thing as don't give bread to ducks in the park. That swells up in their stomach. It's not good for them. There's actual pellets and stuff you can get. So it's I have to talk about the animals. You know, we love our animals, but that's the thing. You have those in shelled, and I don't know, man, Donna, I like being able to open up the shells. It takes me back to my childhood of, like, you know, snapping peas and actually doing something instead of, we were talking about this on the show the other day about actually not having everything overpackaged and delivered. You know what I mean? Where you can actually know what the peanut looks like in its shell. I don't think a lot of people even know. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Does make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does.
And it slows you down a little bit, too, from over, because I will eat a lot of peanuts.
Well, it makes you chew what you have in your mouth a little longer, because you have to work at what you're getting. So while you're eating the two that you got out, you're cracking the next one. So it does slow you down for sure.
I like going. See, now everyone needs to come see you. That is in like those roadhouse bars where you can have peanuts, and then you have all the peanut shells on the floor. We used to throw them at people, like while they're eating. We'll just like see if we can it and hit some, not a whole bunch, but just for fun. Just like, you know, if there's a kid, you know how kids look over at you.
Yep, I do.
You know, while you're eating, you got to fling a little peanut over there. You know what I mean? That's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. It's just naughty. You know what I mean? Those peanut shells are good. Good mulch for your garden too, by the way. Just saying.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
I know. We went on a whole other peanut tangent, but I also want to go, you know, peanuts are really good. One thing is on the road, trail mixes and things like that, snacks, because you know I will eat too much candy. You know that about me. And you have all the candy in the store. But on the healthier side, peanuts, I think anything to do with peanuts and peanut butter save me on the road and keep me going, where you don't have that high and low of sugar. There's something very sustainable about, and you've done road trips too, that peanut, I don't know what it is, but I think that's the key, is peanut butter has saved my butt. And peanuts, trail mixes, you know, those kinds of things, granolas that you can chew on while you're driving. When people road trip across the country, or just, you know, if you're always on the road and driving and sitting in traffic and need to eat and actually have some sustenance, I think a handful of peanuts will be good for you.
It would. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah. You sell granolas, right? And trail mixy kind of.
We sell trail mixes, granolas. Oh yeah.
Ooh,
definitely.
I like that. Now let's go to the dates, the medjool dates, the royal medjool dates that Yuma's known for. And what's so great about them is they can grow them without pesticides. They do grow them organically, and really, there's no need, honestly, right? From what I've heard, because there's no pests there.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
They're not bothering the dates. Yep.
And so if you want that sweet treat, that's a healthy sweetness, right?
It definitely is. It definitely is. And they're the ones that are fit for a king, because they are the big, juicy ones, you know?
And and you can stuff them. Like, you know, if you're having a gathering.
Man. You can put cream cheese and different
bacon.
Nuts in them. You can put peanut butter in them. You can wrap them in bacon.
Yeah.
They are great hors d'oeuvres, definitely.
Ooh, so now you have them there at the Peanut Patch that people can get?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
in
do.
In store, online. Oh my gosh. So
yes.
Talk about eating local, right?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Do they come in different sizes, and do you have the baking ones, or do you have to get different dates for baking? Oh, you do have baking ones. Wow.
Well, we have different grades. So they grade dates according to their size and their moisture content. So if you're baking with them, you're going to add water, you're going to add some kind of fluid. So you don't need them to be the, you know, juicy dripping kind. You know, you can use a little drier date, and depending on what you're doing with them would depend on what you want to use, what grade you would want to use. So we have cooking, we have extra fancy, we have large, and then we have the jumbos. Oh, jumbo are big and juicy.
Mm. Oh man, I remember freezing them. I'm putting them in the freezer because they don't quite freeze hard. So it's like when you freeze grapes, it's like that.
Yes.
And then it was like, instead of ice cream or something really naughty you shouldn't have, this was like a good treat in the middle of, you know, summer, you know, and it does heat up in Yuma. I'm just saying, you're the sunniest place on earth. Thank you to Guinness World Book of Records, right?
Exactly.
So freezing those dates are good. And, oh, date shakes. That's something about Yuma, is getting a date shake.
And
does anybody do that?
Date shakes.
Yes, you what?
We carry date shakes. Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that.
Yeah, usually not till about November, because once you fill the machine with milk, with the milk stuff, you need to make sure you're turning it frequently.
Yeah, that's
because,
a big deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to have it go sour on you.
Yeah, because the dates are,
kind of
and the dates. To make the date shakes is a really big deal because they're tough. You know what I mean? Even though they're soft and juicy, it's not the same thing. Yeah, it's different. It's a different kind of, a date shake is a whole other experience. And I'm so glad you're doing that. Actually, now that I think of it, I did see that on Facebook that you had them. And I was like, you go, girl. Donna's got the date shakes.
Yes, and we use real dates. We grind them and put them in, you know, in the shake. So it's not just about, you know, the powder or whatever. We use the real date.
Mm. Oh, man.
So
that Oh, man, that sounds
makes
so refreshing right now.
Tasty.
Yeah, so thinking about it for gifts, I think medjool dates are a good gift as well, because like you were saying, they're the royal medjool date, you know, they're fit for kings, and there's some, it's a specialty. It's not like the dates you see in a grocery store of people. These are delicacies.
Oh, definitely.
And everyone should have it. And I highly recommend the bacon and the date.
Oh, you like it with the bacon, okay.
And the jalapeno pepper. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wrap them.
Oh, yeah. Bacon. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A little bit of cheese, jalapeno pepper.
Southwestern treat there.
Or green chili. Yeah. Well, that's the thing I love is, like, the Southwest, it's amazing what agriculture comes out of the Southwest, that people think the Southwest is one big desert, and it's not. You know, and not everyone thinks that, but you know what I mean? And what you have in your backyard is so incredible in Yuma, and then the rest of Arizona. We've got wineries in Arizona, we've got medjool dates in Arizona, and they started there. And I know up in California, they started too, but Yuma was the first. I'm just saying, I'm just saying Yuma got it first. And, you know, it's like, there's so much to taste and experience, but having that Southwest flavor, you've got to go. I know, Donna, you've got a great website where people can order at thepeanutpatch.com. But if you can go to the Peanut Patch itself, go get the fresh peanut butter right there. Go have a date shake and go on a Peanut Patch tour. You're going to have a good time. So thank you so much. Donna, it is always a pleasure to have you here on the show. And everyone, again, thepeanutpatch.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.